Well, international students are crucial to the success of the tertiary education sector. With COVID-19 restrictions devastating the sector, what are universities going to do to claw back the position they once had prior to the pandemic? I asked the Vice Chancellor and President of the University of Technology Sydney, Professor Attila Brungs, whether we would see a uniform approach from the Australian universities surrounding the issues of differing vaccines, travel restrictions, housing, teaching, and the like.
One of the things that has shone clear in the last 2 years almost of the COVID is the New South Wales universities are working much more collegiately and collaboratively together. Right throughout both sort of lockdown periods and in 2020, you know, the Vice Chancellor's met literally every second week as we shared best practices across all of our universities to try and support all of our students and our community. That is continuing. We work incredibly closely with New South Wales Health. I have never in all my time in higher education been as close working with the state government, particularly sort of health, treasury and so forth, as a collegiate group of universities as we are now. So I'd say that anything going forward will be, let's call it a collaborative approach, and one very much in lockstep with the government, because, you know, we will do everything we can with all of our academics are also supporting the state health officers to really try and make sure that the state opens and continues as safe and healthy for all our citizens.
In terms of opening up, some people are saying, well, look, you know, all the other areas of the world, they've opened up 6 months ago or 12 months ago or whatever. Do you think we're going to be playing quite a bit of catch-up here?
I think there will be a fair bit of catch-up, okay? But then we've just got to, the university sector has got to deal with where we are, not where we wish we were a year ago. Australia has its own challenges, and I think the government, particularly the state government, has done what it absolutely needs to do to keep the, you know, the local population as healthy and as safe as possible. I also counterpose that with the state government has been driving very hard, the Treasurer, or when he was Treasurer, now Premier, driving very hard to bring international students back from two perspectives. The first, because, again, in talking to the new Premier, he really understood that people were trapped overseas and they had lives here. Unless we brought them back, they couldn't continue those lives as well as their study. And the second part, they've actually did a lot of analysis in New South Wales Treasury about how important international students are to the vibrancy, not just the economic vibrancy, but the cultural vibrancy of all of New South Wales. So there was that balance. Are things going to go back to the way they were? I'm an optimist when I think that Australia has an incredible value in its higher education sector. We are still the best in the world in terms of value for money, what we offer, incredibly high value education. And I know, you know, it sounds at a relatively good cost compared to England, UK, Europe, US particularly. Okay. So I think there's a lot of opportunities. I think our country itself is highly attractive to internationals. So I think we've got a lot of things going our way, but we are going to face these challenges, you said, playing some catch up with the fact that the UK, the US, Canada, have all opened earlier.
How should we insulate ourselves from policy changes and particular markets for the tertiary education sector? I mean, have we been too reliant on, say, Chinese students?
People have lots of different opinions about too reliant or not reliant. One of the advantages with students from some markets, but say China, for example, is incredibly high quality students, high English competency, really want to be in Australia, stay in Australia and then go back and do great things. One of the great things about the whole higher education sector's international students is just think, we've got this diaspora of hundreds of thousands of students who now go across the world and love and know Australia. I mean, that is great for, let's call it, I don't want to use the word soft power across the region. If you think then about how to make the sector more resilient going forward, it's not just about the diversity. A lot of people talk about diversity of countries. That's partly an answer. But I think more importantly, it's a diversity of ways that we support society. So we've got typical undergraduate, we've got international undergraduate, maybe you can try increasing the diversity of countries from there. But then we've also got what I call this education revolution of all these people in work at the moment. We've had a whole lot of industries that have been deeply affected by COVID, more important industries that need more technological skills or higher skills in a post-COVID. So I think the model for the university is diversifying the number of things that it offers society around education. It does a lot of stuff around the undergraduate, postgraduate, but let's call it this whole lifetime learning, working with companies, working with people throughout their whole careers. I think if we go down that route, not only does society need it, but that will provide the diversity that we do to give our business models more sustainability.
Vice Chancellor and President of the University of Technology, Sydney, Professor Attila Brong, speaking with me there.